Good morning. It is 8:33 right here on K1, the one you trust. I'm going to pop onto the telephone here because we're doing some distancing today, and that's okay because, we don't want anybody to be sick or anything. And right now I'm talking to a very healthy Polly Wilson. How you doing, Polly? You doing okay? Great. Hey, Polly, you are with a program called The Journey Home, correct?
That's correct. The Journey Home is a compassionate care home for people in their last stages of life. And I'm on the board, and I'm also part of the fundraiser that we do once a year.
Now, Journey Home, we're going to get to the fundraiser here in just a little bit.
Okay.
If you explain that to something, I want to tell folks a little something from the heart. I've had to deal with something very similar with people I love over the past. And I will tell you, this is a very big comfort. It is something I just don't have words for. And it's something that really deserves all the support in the world that folks can muster.
Ah, that's so wonderful. It is an amazing place, isn't it? The caregivers they're around the clock and they're just loving and caring and kind, and the home's beautiful. I'm really grateful to be a part of it. I am.
Now, we have this fundraiser that we do from time to time, but we've got a little hitch in the get along, as they say, with the Denim and Diamonds. What's going on with Denim and Diamonds this year?
Well, we made a decision as a board and as a committee that we were going to cancel the event. It was scheduled for April 18th, and you understand there are a plethora of reasons that we canceled, but we want to follow the rules and do everything that we need to do. And, we kind of discussed, should we postpone or should we can't? And so we've chosen to cancel, and we're going to, we'll keep everybody informed and we'll keep everybody up to date. We're saddened to do it, but it's the thing that we had to do the right thing. And the unfortunate part of it is that the Journey Home operates on donations only, and our services are free to anyone who comes to the home. So the fundraiser, Denim and Diamonds, is the biggest fundraiser that we do once a year. So we're going to be out some of those dollars, obviously. But the other side of that is we have many sponsors at this event who are so amazingly wonderful. And we let them know that we would give them back their money because some of them have paid early. And so many of these amazing people and businesses are letting us keep those funds. So we're so grateful for that. I can't even tell you.
We're blessed to live in such a good community, aren't we?
We are, aren't we? It's really, there's so many compassionate people doing so many things of a fundraising nature for all of the special situations in Bartlesville. It's quite amazing to me. And so our donors and our people that support us are amazing. I am not originally from here, but I feel such a part, and I feel so grateful to be a part of all this. I thank you, and I thank you for letting us be on the air today. I really do. We're grateful for that.
We're talking with Polly Wilson, and we're talking about the Journey Home, and that the Denim and Diamonds fundraiser is going to be canceled. It's not going to be postponed, but through the goodwill and the great will, I should say, of the event sponsors, they're able to keep the money that was committed. Now, if there were folks who were wanting to be a part of such an evening, I would be of the mind that I would say, hey, where can I write another check so that we can make sure that we stay open? Because, the folks who attend such events like this are doing that in order to support, in order to make sure that the doors do stay open.
I know. Thank you so much. So it's easy to do that. We actually, our website that we just revitalized and refurbished, you can go online and there's a donation button and you can push that button and you can pay online. But of course we accept any donation, and we do a wish list on Facebook, which includes things that we need. So that's something you could look for, at the Journey Home Facebook page. We also have it on our website. You can always call into the Journey Home. You know, we've had discussions about, can we stay open and how can we do that? And we just want everyone to know that we are staying open and that our caregivers are in for the long haul, and we are there to take care of people who need our services. So the door's open, and we'll take whatever we can get. And we're really grateful. Thank you.
And you're welcome. And we have to keep those doors open, ladies and gentlemen. So if you're in a position, and I know that we're all in some sort of position with what's going on here in our nation and also in our state and even in our community, but if you're in such a position that you can help them out, we'd sure like to hear from you, and they would sure like to talk to you, and that would be great. Now, we've had a lot of generous charities that have had to postpone or cancel their fundraisers as well, and it's all for the same reason. We all have to do the right thing at this time.
That's right. Let me just mention, because you're being so generous to us, but our website is thejourneyhomeok.com. Mm-hmm. And our phone number is 918-876-4184.
All right. We got that down. And we will put this on our, if it's not there already, our COVID postponements and cancellations on our website,
okay,
too. And
okay.
And I want to thank you very much for coming forward, you know, because sometimes when things get changed or postponed or canceled, folks kind of throw up their hands and say, well, that's it. But that's not the case here, because you never quit.
That's right. We're not going to. And, you know, even though we've canceled this year, mm-hmm, we are going to come back with a friends' aid next year. And
we're
going to have the same party that was so exciting. And it's a really fun kind of we look at it as a party to celebrate the Journey mm-hmm Home, as opposed to, yes, it is a fundraiser and we need sponsors and all that, but we've kind of created this theme of a county fair with games, and we had this amazing band that was coming, and I hope he'll come back. Jack Settle, who's actually from Bartlesville, was bringing a band from Nashville, and I think he'll join us again next year. And Judd Strom was our MC, and I think he'll hang in there with us for next year.
I think you can count on him. He's a pretty good guy.
He's a great guy. He's so great, right? Yeah, so it's a fun event, and we're not giving up. We're we're doing the right thing right now. And so you'll have to look forward to us. We'll be back, hopefully, on the air talking about it very soon, right?
Well, I look forward to that.
Thank you. Thank you so much. I hope you are all doing well, and I'm so grateful that we got to be on the air today.
Well, one way or the other, we were going to make that happen, and we're going to do that with everyone that we work with here. If we've got a message that needs to get out, and it'll by golly happen right here on K1.
Right, and we're all grateful. I can promise you that.
Well, thank you very much, and once again, give everybody that website so if they get that generous feeling, they can help you out a little.
Okay, that's perfect. It's www.thejourneyhomeok.com.
Great, Paulie. Thank you for being with us today. I know this wasn't easy, but like you said, we'll be back with Denim and Diamonds with a frenzy next year. And I'm looking forward to it. I really am.
Okay. Excellent. Well, great. Hopefully I'll see you soon there.
All right. You hope so too. Thank you, Paulie. Right. I appreciate
it. Thank you so much. I appreciate it very much.
You're welcome.
Take care and be safe.
Oh, you too. That is Paulie Wilson. Safe. And she is with the fine folks at the Journey Home. And once again, the Denim and Diamonds event has been canceled, not postponed, but absolutely canceled. But once again, thanks to the generosity of their sponsors, they were able to, keep the funds and operate just a little bit more. And that's great. We got to keep the doors open to a wonderful resource like that. That is for sure. You've been listening to a very special edition of our Community Connection, and it's brought to you by Arnold Moore and Niekamp Funeral Home and Tallgrass Motors right here on K1, the one you trust.